Eight lines from the top, Yudal and Medalef. Okay? Yasa Melech has Tabato, Achashverosh took off his signet ring, Amr Biaba Bar Kahana. Gedola Hasaras Tabaas Yoser Merbaim Ushmona Nevi'im Vishavan Nevi'os Shedesnavnu Lehen Yisrael. The effect of Achashverosh taking off that signet ring, which is basically like the final stamp on any decree, had a bigger effect on the Jewish people coming back to do tshuva, right? They fasted, they davened, when they saw that this decree happened, they knew this was it. Had a greater effect than the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 women Nevi'im that gave Nevu'ah for Bnei Yisrael throughout the years. Shekulan, lo echzirim lemutav, all those prophets and women prophets, right? They were not able to bring Bnei Yisrael to complete tshuva. Lemutav, to betterness, ve'ilu hasaras tabas, hechziras and lemutav, while this did. Now, it doesn't mean that the Nevi'im and the Nevi'os weren't able to do anything. It just means that the mass tshuva movement that occurred was more the taking off of the ring, the signet ring from Achashverosh, more than all the Nevi'im had done. In Sefer Leket Sichos Musar, it says something that's very interesting, that the reason is because sometimes when people talk to you and they give you intellectual reasons why you should do tshuva, etc., even a Navi, so it stays intellectual. But when you have an experience with this decree against you, and you know that you might get killed, so that affects that experiential experience has a greater effect on you. Okay, so that's what it says over here. Tana Rabbanan, Arbaim Ushmon and Nevi'im V'Sheven Nevi'os Nisnabel HaNisrav Lo Pachsu V'Lo Siru. The Nevi'im, these 48 males and 7 women, they never added on to what was on the Torah. Chutz v'mikra Megillah. The only thing that was ever added on to the Torah was the Megillah. My darush. What's the drasha for that? Amar Rebichia bar Avin, Amar Yoshua ben Karcha. Uma, meaning how could they go ahead and invent the mitzvah of mikra Megillah? And how to do that? So here, there's a source. This is a source to be able to invent Mikra Megillah. Now, Rashi points out that what about Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah was invented, right? So that, Rashi says, that was after the Nevi'im were already finished. But in Mordechai, there was still Nevi'im around. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that in the times of the Nevi'im never added on anything to Judaism. They made Gzeir Darabanans, etc. Those were all to protect already pre-existing halachos. But here I'm like this new thing from nothing. Mikra Megillah, right? So what was the drasha that allowed them to do that? So it says the Gemara, Uma me avdus l'cheiros armin and shira, if when we were slaves in Mitzrayim and then we went free. So shira was sung. What does that mean? Rashi says, it means the Shira al Hayam, the song that was sung, that Bnei Yisrael sung at the if they went through the Yam Suf. So Mimisa Lachayim Lokol Shachin, from death to life. Of course they're going to sing Shira, right? And that's what we were going to die in the times of Achashverosh. He asked the Gemara, Yihachi Halal Nami. If that's the case, then you should also say Halal. Rashi explains, because Halal is also a song of praise, but we don't say Halal on Purim. Halal nami neima. We should say halal. So the Gemara gives a few different answers. No, because you don't say halal on neis that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, ha yitzias Mitzrayim dineis shebechutz laaretz heichamin and shira. But hello, yitzias Mitzrayim also wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. So why dare they sing a shira? So here comes answer number one. Kidatanya. Achlo nichlus Yisrael le'er aretz, until Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, huchshu kol aratzos lomar shira. Any nes that would happen in any of the places outside of Eretz Yisrael, you'd be allowed to say shira when that miracle happened. Kishin nichlusu, mishin nichlusu Yisrael le'eretz, but aretz, the ones Bnei Yisrael walked into Eretz Yisrael, huchshu kol aratzos lomar shira. So then it was over. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, which happened before Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, so when the miracle happened, they were able to sing shira. But the miracle that happened in times of Achashverosh, since Bnei Yisrael had already entered Eretz Yisrael beforehand, therefore you no longer sing Shir. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Nachman Amar Kri Asa Zu Halela. No, we do say Halal on Purim. Where do we say Halal on Purim? In the Megillah. The Megillah is a form of a Halal. Answer number three, Rav Amar Bishlom HaHasam Halalu avdei Hashem velo avdei Paro. Bishlomo over there, we were avadim Hashem and we weren't avdei Paro after the miracle. Halalu avdei Hashem velo avdei Achashverosh. Ikati avdei Achashverosh, but still we are avadim of Achashverosh, meaning we're not redeemed yet. So it's true that we were saved from the decree, right? But we didn't leave the domain of Achashverosh. We're still under the Gullus. As opposed to Mitzrayim, when we left Paro, we left Mitzrayim, now the only people that are in charge, the only person that was in charge of us was Hashem. And now we have other people over us. So therefore, Ekati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, we are still avadim for Achashverosh, and therefore we don't say Hala. Says the Gemara, meaning, but according to Rav Nachman and according to Rava, yes, it's theoretically possible to say Halal. Right? The first answer said, no, you can't say Halal anymore on a miracle that happens in Chutz Laretz. But the second two answers say, no, you can say Halal on a nace that happens in Chutz Laretz. Just technically, either here we are saying Halal inside the Megillah, or no, we're still Avdei Achashverosh. But if we wouldn't be, then of course we would say Halal. So it says in Gemara, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Rav Nachman, Kasha. We have a question on according to these last two answers, because Vahatani, the Baisa says, Mishnichlesu La'aretz, once Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Lo Hukshiru Kol Aratzos, Lo Mar Shira. It was not possible to say Shira anymore on a miracle that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. And says the Gemara, these two opinions hold that Kaven Shagalu, once we were exiled, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Chazu Lach Shira and Arishna, goes back to the original rule that applied, like we saw in the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that a miracle that happens in Chutz Laretz, you do say Shira for. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vesu Leka, what, there are only 48 male prophets and 7 women? Is that really true? There are no more? V'haksiv. The Pasuk says, when it's referring to Elkanah, in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, V'ahi ish echad min ha-ramasayim tzofim. There was a man from Ramasayim tzofim. Echad mima'asayim tzofim shenisnab lanu l'Yisrael. One of 200 tzofim, which means Nevi'im, that gave prophecy for Yisrael. So you see that there were 200 prophets. Don't tell me 48 men and 7 women. There were 200. That's the Gemara. Me have tuva habu. Yes, there were a lot more. Kidatanya harbi neviim amdulahem liyisrael kaflaim kiyotzi Mitzrayim. There's so many neviim. Double the amount of the people that left Mitzrayim. Double 600,000. It's a lot of neviim we had. Ella nevuah shehutzucha ledoros nichtava. Prophecy that was needed for future generations, that was written. But things that just existed at its time were not written for generations to come. So yes, there were many, many more Nevi'im in our history, but not every single Nevu'ah is written down. Only 48 men, 7 women had Nevu'ahs that was relevant to the future of the Jewish people, and only those were written down. Period. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar. He's now explaining, what does this mean, this pasuk in Shmuel, that there was a man min haramasayim tzofim? So he explains, it was Adam haba mishtei ramot, from two high places, a man who came from two high places, shetzofo zuazu, that each place was able to see one another. Okay, some of the first one explained, it means he only came from one place, but a very high place, that was able to see another high place. Okay, Rabbi Chanin Amar, he explains Adam haba mibnei Adam, a person who came from people she'omdim berumo shel olam, that stood in the highest of the high. Who are these people that he came from? Umaninu bnei Korach, the children of Korach. Diksev ubnei Korach lo mesu, the sons of Korach, even though they were swallowed up in the ground with Korach, but they didn't die. Tana mishum rabenu makom nitbatzer lahem. There was a spot when the ground opened up, there was a spot saved for them to stand on there, and they didn't go all the way down into the depths. And Rashi, other people say, not here, in Tehillim and other places, that they actually came out. They ended up coming out of that pit, and they didn't die. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on to explain who these 48 and 7, Sheven Avios Maninu, who are these women that were prophets? Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Huldah, the Esther. Those are the 7. Now the Gemara goes on to show you how that's true. Sarah, how do we know that Sarah was a prophet? Iksiv, Avi Milka, Avi Yiska. The father of Milka and the father of Yiska. Vamer Yitzchak Yiska Zu Sarah. The name Yiska really was Sarah. Why was she called Yiska? Shechsachsa beruach hakodesh, because she was able to see in her ruach hakodesh. She never called Asher Tomar Elecha Sarah Shema Bekola. Anything that Sarah tells you, you should listen to her kola. What does that mean? Kola. It means the kol, the voice of ruach hakodesh that she has in her. Davar Acher Yiska. What does Yiska mean? Shakol sochin beofya. Everyone looks at her beauty. Okay, Miriam. How do we know that Miriam was a Neviah? Diksiv, Vatikach Miriam HaNeviah. Because it says it. The Pasuk says that she was a Navi. Okay, the Pasuk then continues, Achot Aaron, Achos Aaron, the sister of Aaron, Velo Achos Moshe, but not the sister of Moshe. What does that mean? We know that Miriam was the sister of Moshe and Aaron. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, Shahaisa Misnaba Kishihi Achos Aaron. Her Nevuah came when she was the sister of Aaron, Velmeres, and said, Asida, meaning Aaron was the older brother, right? So Miriam had a Nevuah, and the Nevuah said, Asida Imi, my mother in the future, is going to Shetele Ben, is going to give birth to a son. She Oshias Yisrael, who's going to save the Jewish people. Ubishashin Olad, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Yismali Kolabayas Kula Ura. Kulo Ora. The whole house was full of light. Amar Avia. So the father, her father stood there. Vinishka Rosh and kissed her. Amar Abiti, my daughter Miriam. Niskai Midavasech, your prophecy came true. The cave in Shishli Chuhula Or. And then when then she put her in the water. Amar Avia. Vitapcha Rosh. The father came and like punched her on the head. Where's your Nevuah? You now just put him into the water. He's not going to be able to save the Jewish people. That Miriam stood from afar to know. To know what? Lida, to know. So what's going to be with the end of her Nevuah? Okay, so see that Miriam was a Navi. Devora, where do we see that Devora was a Navi? Neviah. Diksev, Devora, Isha, Neviah, Eshet Lapidot. It says that she was an Isha Neviah. The wife of Lapidot. My Eshet Lapidot. Why does it say that she was the wife of Lapidot? Shahaisa Osa Pesilos HaMikdash. She would make the wicks for the Beis HaMikdash. A Lapid is a torch. V'hi Osheves Tachas Tomar. She sat under the date palm. Maisha Tachas Tomar. Why do we have to know that it was a Tomar, a date palm? Amr Bishimin Ben Avshalom. Mishum Yichud. It's coming to teach you that she was makbid, that she would meet people, right there, that she would makbid for yichud, because the date palm doesn't have branches that come down all the way to the ground. Rashi says, Yehu Gavoa, it's very tall, and doesn't have shade all the way down. No one could go ahead and seclude themselves under the branches with her, because the branches are so high. And it's interesting. Okay, fine. You see, you learned some interesting halachas of yichud over here. That would mean if you have another tree that the branches come all the way down, that would be called yichud for the man and the lady to be underneath that. Okay. Davar acher, another explanation. Mat hamar zeh, the date palm, ein lo ella lev echad, only has one heart. Rashi explains that the sticky stuff, what's it called? The resin?
Resin,
yeah. That is in there. That is in the tree. That in the date palm is only in the trunk. It doesn't, you can't find it in all the other branches that extend. So it only has one spot. Af Yisrael Shabbos Ador, also the Jewish people in that generation, Loyalem Ela Levecha Lavin Shabbos Shemaim. They all had their hearts focused to Hashem in heaven. Chana, how do we know that Chana was a prophet? Diksev Atispalel Chana Vatomer. That she davened and she said, Alatz Libi La Hashem. Rejoice my heart with Hashem. Rama Karni Ba Hashem. Exalt my Karen Bashem. What does that mean? Rama Karni, the low Rama Pachi. Exalt the, raise the Karen, the horn, and not the Pachi, the flask. What does that mean? David Shlomo Shanim Shechu B'Karen. David and Shlomo, who were anointed with either a real horn, or a horn of an animal, or a utensil that looked like a horn. Nimshecha Malchusan. Their kingship lasted for a long time. Shaul, v'Yehu. Shaul and Yehu shenimshechu b'pach. They were anointed not with a keren, but rather with a flask. Lo nimshecha Malchusan. Their kingship ended. And that was the nevuah that Chana was saying, that Rama Karni velo Rama Pachi, that the will be exalted, what can be high will be with the keren, with the horn, but not with the flask. The pasuk continues over there, Ein kadosh kashem ki ein baltecha. There's no one holy like Hashem, because there's no one other than you. Amra Yehuda Ramanashia Atikri Biltecha Ella Lavlotecha. What does that mean? Shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Hashem is different than man. Midas basav adam, a human, masa yilav, things that he created. He built a chair. Mivalin oso outlives him. Right? The man dies and the chair is still there. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem, who mivalin masa yadav? He outlives his creations, things that he created. The ain tsur kelokenu. The pasuk says, "There's no tsur like Hashem." What does that mean? Ain tsayar kelokenu. There's no artist like Hashem. Adam tsar tsur. A person makes a picture, a gabia kosel on the wall. Vein yachol lahata baruch neshama. He can't put into it. He can make a gorgeous picture, but he can't put inside a spirit or a soul. Karbayim ubnei ma'ayim. Or how about the innards, the intestines of the human? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzar tzura b'toch tzura. He makes a picture inside a picture, meaning he makes a fetus inside the womb of the mother. Umata baruch and neshama, he puts spirit and a soul, karbayim ubnei ma'ayim, and all the intestines and the insides of the person. Okay, we are going to stop. But let's do a touch more. Touch more? Avigail, Diksiv Aya, he rocheves al chamur. She was riding on a donkey. We read this. Beseser har. She got down. She came down from the seser har. Asked the Gemara, beseser har? Minahar mi bailei. Should have said that she went down from the mountain. Now what's the seser har? Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel al iske dam habam min astarim. She was coming from being busy with blood that comes from the private places. Natladam, she took blood, ve'her asa lo, and she showed him. Amrla, he said to her, v'chimar and dam balayla. To David HaMelech. She showed him the blood, and David said, you're not supposed to look at blood at night to see if it's kosher, tame blood or tahor blood. Amrlo, she said to him, v'chidana dina fashas balayla. But would you judge capital punishment at night? Because David was going to say that Naval was going to be, he was Morid B'Malchus, he rebelled against the king, that we have to kill him. So Avigail was coming to protect him. Say, what? You're allowed to judge that at night? So she asked him a question about Dam. He said, well, you can't judge Dam at night. So she said, well, are you allowed to judge capital punishment at night? Amrullah. So David responded to him, David Yudalan Abiz on the top, Moed B'malchus. So no, he rebelled against the king, and since he rebelled against the king, that is different, and you're allowed to judge that at night. And I don't really have to, it's not a din, it's not like a din Torah, I have to go back and forth. I'm allowed to paskin. Amrlo, she said to him, I'm sorry, excuse me, David. Adayin Shaul Kayim. Shaul is still in existence. V'lo yatsa tiv'acha ba'olam. No one knows, David, that you're the king yet. You didn't become the famous king yet. Still Shaul is running the show. And therefore, Amrlo, David said to him, Baruch tameich u'brucha at. Asher kilisane yom hazeh mevo bedamim. So he said, you're right. You're right. You saved me. Your reasoning is right, and you saved me from killing, from killing Naval, and even by judging him at night, and I wasn't allowed to go ahead and do it. Okay, the Gemara continues with this drash over here. We'll finish that tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay.